This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Dawn Newton has always wanted to be a writer. She made that clear to her family as a small child, even as her father warned that writing is a big mistake. Be practical. Get into computer science. But Newton followed her heart instead. Her first published book, Winded, A Memoir in Four Stages, was about surviving a terminal lung cancer diagnosis. Her novel, written during that time but published later, is The Remnants of Summer.
Iris, as the novel begins, is a 14-year-old. She's starting out her summer, which is usually spent at a neighborhood beach that's a couple streets off of where she lives. And I wanted Iris to have the setting of a working-class environment. So the beach is a neighborhood thing that you can buy into. And while she's hanging out, she falls asleep in the sun, and her younger brother disappears. And it turns out that he has drowned. And she feels responsible. So much of the novel deals with the following summer when Iris and her older sister Liz have returned to school. So it's almost like the grief over the death of the brother Scott takes place the following summer. So it's been postponed in a way. And it's a repetitive process where Iris has to keep on coming back to the issue of her guilt, of how her parents and her older sister Liz feel about her, and the ways in which she feels that she's failed Scott and is failing other people in her life. And woven within that were some of the episodes that I thought about a lot when I was 14 and older, in terms of Vietnam and MIAs, and there was a child abduction event that took place in my childhood that I wanted to write about, which was never solved. The Oakland County child killer. I wanted to sort of mix in those dark things along with Iris's grief to just show the real danger of coming of age. It's so painful, and yet it can happen in a beautiful backdrop of lakes and summer fun and things like that.
It's interesting to me that, and I've seen that in my own life experience, when people are going through grief, not everyone, but a lot of people, whether it's directly the people going through grief or the people around them wondering how best to handle it, that nobody talks about the lost one. And in Iris's family, some of her frustration, a lot of her frustration seems to be that her family won't talk about Scott, and she wants them to get mad at her, yell at her, we blame you. Because of that, it's almost harder for her to handle her own grief. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's true. I think that I wanted to highlight communication and how really difficult it is, and how, you know, family personalities can contribute to that. If there's a sense of stoicism, like we just have to, you know, buckle down and deal with this, or if I could envision parents wanting to protect a child from their own anger and just not wanting to go there, not wanting to remember the lost person. And I think Iris is so seeped in this grief that she's almost prodding her parents or poking at them and her sister as well to say, okay, we've got to get this out in the open, because I can't deal with this closed subject when I need to process.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And then your story also deals with the marriage of Iris's parents and how they deal with the grief. Grief over a lost child can often break a marriage up as well.
Yes, and I have known people in that situation, some people who stayed together and some people who did not. And either way, it's completely understandable. I myself did not lose a younger brother, but losing my parents, at a formative time in my life when I had just had a baby and was expecting another one. I think losing this sort of collective sense of what a family unit is, when you move away from your original family unit, you know, that's a transition. But then to be having children, bringing them into the world, and then to have that older generation sort of wiped out, it's profound also. It's a different kind of grief, certainly. I think the death of a child is so hard to process, but I also struggled mightily for many years with my parents' death. Divorce is a kind of death too, so I kind of wanted to capture that it could go either way. Who knows?
And as you said earlier, life doesn't stop just because you're grieving. Things keep happening. And you bring in the topic of sexual molestation of young girls. And in fact, with that background thread through there about this killer that doesn't get captured, you almost wonder if the person that comes in contact with Iris and her friend Rosemary, that he's a suspicious figure. Did you intend that, or is that just me?
I intended it because I think we've learned, certainly, you know, by recognizing with the Me Too movement, but also in life in general, I think we've learned that we don't know where danger is coming from.
Yeah.
And I think that's the hardest thing for a teenager to deal with, is that their brains, their bodies are still maturing, and they can't always sense where danger is coming from. They can have feelings and inklings, but they don't know whether to trust them or not. So there's always this ambiguity. Where is the biggest danger? And I wanted to capture that too, the not knowing.
And not only the not knowing, but also, which I think is typical, especially of such young girls, but of grown women too, that wondering, did I bring this on? Did I do something? So you weave that in there very well also.
Well, thank you. Yes, I did want to do that, because I do think that happens for women. And I've known enough cases just in my own, you know, personal collection of friends and relatives and friends' daughters, that there's always a second guessing on the part of the young woman. And that's sad. It's really sad.
Let's go a little bit more into your life, Dawn. How did you become a writer? I understand you had that interest very early on in life.
Yes, I was first generation college. And I think when you grow up and you have these impulses, you don't know where they come from. So certainly my mother was wonderful about getting me to the library all the time. And I just, you know, I just was always scribbling when I was younger, and I wrote little things about neighbors and submitted them to Reader's Digest and things like that. And I had been fascinated the more I started to learn about my asthma, so I'd wanted to do that. And by the time I got to high school, I realized, yeah, I keep on going back to this. But I was also very interested in science, so I didn't know for sure that I wanted to pursue the course of a writer. By the time I applied to college, I applied for a partial scholarship through English, and I received it, and I needed to declare an English major, and spent so much time in my English classes because I just loved them so much.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Dawn Newton, the author of The Remnants of Summer. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.